Nathan Zagura here with your mini camp day one edition of the 2 minute drill brought to you by University Hospitals. Day one of Browns mini camp in the books. It was full go for the Browns in day one here in Berea. The final practices before the team breaks for training camp. And it was a great day for the offense and specifically the new additions on this Browns offense. Tyrod Taylor looked very sharp in the early red zone period, producing touchdowns on 3 of his 4 plays against the defense. The other new addition that really stood out today was rookie running back Nick Chubb. Chubb in the red zone period scored not once but twice, once as a runner, once as a receiver, and even had a big long run in the team period that could have gone for more than 50 yards. All in all, a good day for the offense, but the defense did have its moments as well. You talk about Myles Garrett, year 2, healthy. He is a force out there. Quarterbacks, everybody lucky that this is a no contact portion of the program. And then the other guy I'd signal out, a new quarterback in the mix, Terrence Mitchell, had a big day getting his hands on multiple footballs throughout the day. Now checking in on the Browns' top 2 picks, Baker Mayfield produced a touchdown in his red zone period, looked in command of the offense, making quick decisions and getting rid of the football. And 4th overall pick, Denzel Ward, had a nice day. And a sleeper who we said impressed in OTAs, wide receiver C.J. Board, continued his tough play with a touchdown in the red zone period and looks like kind of that unsung guy in the wide receiver position that has a chance to compete for a spot come the fall. So a good day all in all out here in Berea. Everybody staying healthy and the Browns continuing to put in work as they look to have a banner 2018 season. For all the latest on this practice and all things Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. This has been Nathan Zagura for the 2 minute drill mini camp day one, brought to you by University Hospitals.